All right, so let's take it slow. Take it slow.
So the Ramban's problem with this is he's saying that how do we know that that smoke makes you use a light? To use a light. Maybe the reason you can use a light on Shabbos is because it extinguishes.
So again, this is the Ramban commenting essentially on the same issue that Tosos commented on.
Right.
Said how does the Gemara know that the reason for Rav Huna is twofold? Maybe it's just because of Kavsa. Why are you also introducing Oslo Stamish Lora? Right? Kashli, Menalon Shemutel Stamish Lora. How do you know that? Maybe the whole issue centers around Kavsa. Dilma, go ahead. Dilma Af B'Shabbos.
Dilma Af B'Shabbos, they only been bought by the future Kavsa Zakatla. B'Shabbos being only in the least.
Yeah, Kavsa EF Shabbos. I think
sorry.
Right? Maybe that's the reason. Maybe the reason is because since you'll have to relight it, you won't be able to relight it, so don't use these candles. That's why you can't use it on Shabbos. Bein b'Shabbos, bein b'chol. Isn't that enough? It's the same kasha Tosos. The reason of Kavsa Zakukla should suffice for Shabbos and for Chol.
You shouldn't need the Lishtamish Lor.
Yeah, why you need the Oslo Shtamish Lor? So again, Tosos explained how we know that there are two reasons. From the Lashon, it says Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'chol. The Ramban has a different approach here. All right, let's take a look. Iklamir doesn't mean there are those that say. Iklamir means that you can say. There's room to say. There's room to suggest.
What's the
Yesh Omer?
So you got Iklamir is a clear to say?
Right. He's giving a suggestion. The Svila Talmuda, meaning.
The opinion of a Gemara?
I mean the Gemara. The Gemara maintained, meaning Rav Chisda. The thinking of the Gemara, the thinking of the Gemara in explaining the position of Huna was as follows.
Given the Shabbos, you actually need to talk about, just like on Shabbos, you cannot read like this.
So let's take that part slow, okay?
Given the Shabbos, you actually need to talk about, since on Shabbos, you're not able to relate it. Lo chashinan, we're not worried about pulling with any kind of.
Lo chashinan.
Not worried.
Not worried about using the inferior fuels and wicks. And therefore, you could use anything. Why? Since it's possible, Efshar, it's possible that they won't go out.
Sometimes they do go out, I don't care.
Right, it's true they go out sometimes. It is true that they go out sometimes. But we're not going to make some type of takana or gzeira that you can't use it on Shabbos because they occasionally go out.
That disproves Kavsa's.
No, he's not disproving anything yet.
What was the point of saying? What did you just say?
He's beginning his analysis of the Gemara. He's trying to explain why the Gemara is convinced that Rav Huna has two reasons, Oslo Shtamash Lora and Kavsa's Zokakla. So he says, you could suggest the following. Since on Shabbos you cannot be Zokakla, right? You can't say that you have to relight the candle on Shabbos. Not possible. So therefore, lo chayshinan umadlikin b'chol hashmanim. So therefore, we have no concern about what you're going to use on Shabbos. Because even if it will go out, the kevan she'efshar shlo yikhavu, it's possible that it won't go out. So light it, and hopefully it won't go out, even though sometimes it does go out. We're not going to be choshish for those sometimes.
Is that true? Do you can light with any oils on Shabbos?
Well, that's what he's trying to show you, that you would need another reason to show me why I can't use another oil.
Besides,
he's trying to say that if it was only because of Kavsa Zakakla, on Shabbos there is no Kavsa Zakakla. And therefore, it would be mutter to use these fuels on Shabbos.
Why? I don't understand why there's no Kavsa Zakakla.
Because you can't relight it on Shabbos.
Yeah, but you might do it anyways.
No, that's not the chashash.
I'm not saying chashash, but why? There's nothing about chashash at all.
The Shabbos chashash is the mutl shtamish la'ora.
Because you might come to tip it.
Right. Not worried the guy's going to light a flame on Shabbos.
But is there a way for it to be Kavta Zakugla? Like, he has to relight it, but since it's Shabbos, he can't relight it, so that would be a problem. Like, is that... I know it doesn't work, it's not what...
That's not what the Ramban is saying, right.
Or the Ramban, but, like, is that an idea, like, that... Like, somewhere else in the discussion of Shabbos candles, like, you do have to have them stay lit, so you would be sort of Kavta Zakugla?
Well, let's see. Not on Shabbos, but we'll see. That might be an issue here. That might be one of the issues. What is the mitzvah? All right, keep going. You're doing a good job. Right, on Shabbos you can't relight it. So therefore, we're not choshesh, and you light whatever you want. The Shabbos. Shabbos man amar kavtos. Zach, you have the Ramban? You have it? Okay. You know, you see where we are? Okay. We're up to the Shabbos. The Shabbos.
Shabbos, Monday, Omar, Kops, and Zakhla. On Shabbos, Lena holds that. It seems that you have to be related. Dino Shabbat, the whole. The din is the same as it is in regards to weekday.
Laman, Domer, Kops, I'm sorry.
Right.
No, according to the Man, Domer, holds Kops, and Zakhla. Dino Shabbat, the whole. And therefore what?
If you hold
Kavtos Zakhla
on the weekday, you
went,
then
on Shabbos, you
don't
use
these
wicks. No, so this is a tricky line. Dino Shavu L'chol. And therefore what?
Saying that the judgment on Shabbos is equal to the judgment on the weekday.
Yeah, I understand that's what the words mean, but...
You have to relight it. That's what we say about chol, you have to relight it.
It's like what I was saying?
No. Okay. I think you have to relight this. V'Shabbos, Lamanda Amar Kavsa Zakakla, Dino Shava Lachol, Lamanda Amar Kavsa Ein Zakakla. Right? You see that? I'll read it again. V'Shabbos, Lamanda Amar Kavsa Zakakla, according to the sheet that holds Kavsa Zakakla, Dino Shava Lachol, Lamanda Amar Kavsa Ein Zakakla. The way the man da amr holds kafsa zakakla understands kafsa ein zakakla is that it's equal. Kishem shibachol mutter lahadik b'shmanim halalu vim kavu ein zakakla. Right? If you hold kafsa ein zakakla, and then I allow you to use these wicks on Shabbat during the week, then I should be able to use them. I should be able to use them on Shabbos also. Let's go with that last lashon again. It's a very difficult line. The Shabbos, what do we say about Shabbos? So Laman da Amar Kavsa Zakakla Dino Shava Lachol Laman da Amar Kavsa Ein Zakakla. On Shabbos, the man da amar, with regard to Shabbos, the man da amar who holds zakakla, he's going to say dino shava lachol l'man da rekavs ein zakakla. And how does that play out? Oh, well, kishem shebachol mutter lahadlik b'shmanim halalu. Right? During the week, there should be no reason not to use them because you're not zakakla. If you're not zakakla, so I don't care, we use whatever you want. Okay, so if you hold a not zakakla and you have no other reason, right? No other reason, then they mutter on Shabbos also. Is that clear? Vein machzir lahalik psilos shmona machirim. Shabbos Shabbos al devi akol kavsa in zakakla. Vein la ba ela mitzvos hadlaka bovad. What he's saying is like this. Everyone agrees, both the shita that holds kavsa zakakla and the shita that holds kavsa ein zakakla, when it comes to Shabbos, they're in agreement, kavsa ein zakakla.
Right, and they're saying also the same reason. Ein machzir lahadlik because of.
And you don't have to go back and light.
There's only reason to lie in the first place, because the only thing you have to do is lie in the first place, so you don't have to go back to
That next line is a loaded line. So what happens when you don't relight it? The ein la ba ela mitzvos hadlaka bilvad. What does that mean? What do the words mean?
It seems as if you only have a mitzvah to light.
You're only getting the mitzvah of hadlaka. The implication there is that there's something that maybe you're not getting. Right? That's an important line.
The last thing.
The implication is that there's something else perhaps that you're not getting. I mean, either you're not required to get or you're just not getting when you don't relight it. You don't relight it on Shabbos. Ein zokuk lo. Af b'Shabbos kein. V'imkavu ein zokuk lo af b'Shabbos kein. L'divrei HaKol. Everyone agrees with that on Shabbos. Even the man that normally holds what? Even the man that normally holds kavsa zokuk lo on Shabbos is going to say ein zokuk lo. And you're required to go back. V'ein labo ela mitzvos hadlaka bilvad. That's even according to the sheet that holds what? Normally zakakla.
So basically, on Shabbos, everybody agrees kosher zakakla does not apply.
Or stated differently, everyone agrees that on Shabbos, kavsa ain't zakakla.
Yep.
Right? Even the one that normally holds kavsa zakakla, except that on Shabbos, ain't law ba elo mitzvah hadlaka bilvad. Is that clear? Clear as mud?
No.
Okay, again. So the Ramban holds that Kavsa Zakuk law, even according to the sheet that it holds, Kavsa Zakuk law, it's only an issue on Chol. It's only an issue during the week. It's only an issue during the week. But on Shabbos, there's no Kavsa Zakuk law to speak of. Everyone agrees, Kavsa Ein Zakuk law. And on Shabbos, even if you generally hold kavsa zakuk la, no. Why? Because ein la, what's the lashon? Ein zakuk la. Ve'ein lacha ba ela mitzvos hadlaka bilvad. All you have today is the mitzvos hadlaka. That's just calling out to be explained. But then he has a kasha on the riff. So let's just see the kasha on the riff, and then we'll try to explain we'll start with the Ramban. What is the Ramban's position?
Is that supposed to answer something?
Which?
I'm just
explaining what he's saying.
Is he coming to answer something, or is he?
He's explaining the Gemara. He up to now he answered a question. He answered his question on the Gemara. How do you know there has to be another reason? See, he's not expressing that like Daniel said. Oh, he didn't say anything about that. He is saying something about that because in his kasha he's saying, "How do you know that it's mutal shtamish la'ora?" Well, I'll tell you how you know it's mutal shtamish la'ora. Because according to his analysis, he's saying that even the sheet that holds kavsa zakuk law on Shabbos is going to hold kavsa ein zakuk law. Oh, if that's the case, why are you not allowed to use shmanim psilos that you can't use normally? Can't use them on Shabbos. Why can't I use them on Hanukkah? Kavsa ein zakuk law. Yeah, there's another problem. What's the other problem? Mutal shtamish la'ora. No?
Because I don't know what he's saying that we didn't know.
Say again?
I don't know what he's saying that we didn't know.
You don't know what the Ramban is saying that we didn't know?
Yeah.
Tosos and Ramban are bothered by the same kasha. Why does the Gemara attribute two different reasons to Rav Huna? Just say Rav Huna holds Kavsa Ein Zakuk Law. Kavsa Zakuk Law. And since Kavsa Zakuk Law is going to be a problem, it's going to be a problem during the week, it's going to be a problem on Shabbos. Right? So Tosus has his answer. The Ramban is saying, I'll tell you why you need a separate reason. Because on Shabbos, even the sheet that holds Kavsa Zakuk Law says no, Kavsa Ein Zakuk Law. And on Shabbos, all you have is the mitzvah Hadlaka Bavad. Right? That's all I'm saying?
This is regards to Shabbos candles.
Okay,
itself,
say,
right?
No, not Shabbos candles. Not Shabbos candles. It's talking about Hanukkah candles on Shabbos.
So what was the first thing that according to one who holds Kavsa Zakuk Law?
According to the way the Ramban is learning, even the one that normally holds kavsa zakakla, comes Shabbos, and they say no. Hanukkah candles kavsa ain't zakakla.
No, but we said no one was ever worried for kavsa zakakla on Shabbos. We said no one was ever worried for that.
That's what the Ramban is saying. Ramban is saying kavsa ain't zakakla.
That's
so why can't I use those bad wicks? Why can't I use shemanim and psilos that I can't use for Shabbos candles? If you tell me, it's because of kavsa zakakla, I'll tell you no. It's not kavsa zakakla because even the sheet that holds kavsa zakakla comes Shabbos, and he says no, there's no such thing as kavsa zakakla.
So he's just agreeing with Rashi. He's not saying anything different.
What do you mean he's agreeing with Rashi?
Rashi already said that the reason for Shabbos is because of because
the Gemara says that.
Oh, it's the Gemara. So he's just
the Gemara says that.
That's just saying new. He's just saying what the Gemara said.
But the question is, why do you need two reasons?
Well, the Gemara answers that.
No, the Gemara doesn't answer that. The Gemara just says there are two. There's two reasons. But why do you need both? Why isn't kavsa zakakla enough?
No, I'm saying when it came to Shabbos, didn't the Gemara already say that?
No.
The reason you can't because is because you might come to tip it.
The Gemara says because of mutal shtam shor. Rashi just explains that's what the Gemara means.
Right.
Yeah, but why do I need that answer? Why do I need that?
Because obviously.
Why isn't kavsa zakakla enough?
Because everyone.
No, Rav Huna. The Gemara is saying Rav Huna holds kavsa zakakla.
The
Gemara doesn't
say
that.
That's what the Ramban is saying. Ramban is saying
yes, the Ramban is saying the reason why that you can't stop there is because you have to say even if you are Rav Huna and you happen to hold Kafsa Zakagla, you're not going to hold Kafsa Zakagla on Shabbos.
Does anybody hold Kafsa Zakagla on Shabbos?
Yeah, that's the Ramban. That's the riff.
The riff was the Kafsa Zakagla.
Well, let's see. That's the answer to Kasha on the riff. All right. Now, obviously, you can't practically relight it on Shabbos.
Right.
But the question is whether or not the chiyuv for a zakakla exists. No one's going to hold you have to relight a candle on Shabbos. That's impossible. It's also. Okay? So let's just read the next few lines, but with this kasha on the riff. Someone? Yes. Aval kashalon. Does everyone see where the kasha is on the riff? When he says Rabbeinu Agadol, he's talking about the riff. Rabbeinu Agadol here means the riff. So Dr. J asked me if it always means the riff when he quotes Rabbeinu. I can't say. I don't have enough familiarity with the writings of the Ramban. But at least when he says Rabbeinu Agadol, he's referring to the riff. Sometimes you have to know who the Rebbe is. For example, when the Ritva says his Rebbe, he's referring to the Ra'ah. And if you're learning the Me'iri, so the Me'iri has a whole code. He says Gedolia Mafarshim, Gedolia Achronim, Gedolia Poskim. So one time he means Tosos, one time he means the Rambam, one time he means the Ref. He has a certain nomenclature that he uses to describe the different Rishonim. So here in the Ramban, he's talking about the Ref, Rabbeinu Agadol.
But he says Rabbeinu Agadol, and then he calls him by his name.
Yes, I don't know. I guess that's sort of like
first name basis.
No, but I'm saying in case you had any doubt who Rabbeinu Agadol was, now we know who it was at the end. But. I beg your pardon?
Which footnote?
No, not the footnote. At the end of the paragraph, he sums off by saying, Lufi divri Rabbeinu Alfasa. Okay? You want to read? You're doing a great job. Right. Masha Pirish, probably. Right, so the riff brought a raya. As the riff deduced that we hold kavsa ein zakakla. Now we saw that in Tosos also, right? Tosos said we hold kavsa ein zakakla. We know that. Don't get confused by the fact that there's the shita that holds kavsa zakakla. Lamaisa, we happen to hold kavsa ein zakakla. Right? Candle goes out. You don't have to relight it. We also hold that not like the other shita, that it's also shtamish lo, right?
And also that the aim on what elements was above the blood is not also.
Well, one second, let's see. So, when the Rif teaches the halacha of kavsa ein zakakla, he brings a raya. Where's his raya from?
Midikamar
madlikan behem shabbos. And the fact that ultimately the Gemara says you could use this on Shabbos. So the Gemara quotes or that should say the Rif quotes from there, that that's a proof that what? Kavse ein zakukla. The e kavya, because if it goes out, lo matzi malik ba, you're not going to be able to relight it. Oh, so how can you use that? It must be that you hold kavse ein zakukla.
For which ones? For bad ones?
The statement of the Rif. I'm sorry.
No,
I feel like maybe I didn't answer you. You're right. In the Gemara, very often you have a statement, and the Gemara says, "From here, Shmamina X." Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you have the Gemara says something, then says Shmamina, and then revisits and tells you, "From this we learn this, and from this we learn this." Right?
But then
revisiting,
here's how we're listening. Here's straight up.
No, that's the Rif. This is the way the Rif used that language. He's not bound to follow the Talmudic convention.
He could do his thing.
He could do his thing. Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Masna, Amar La. Amr Rav Zeira, Amr Rav. Psilut Hashmona Shomer Chacham Ein Malikim Ben Meshabbos, Malikim Ben Mechanika, Ben Mechal Ben Meshabbos. This is a different Gemara. This is a different Gemara. The Gemara we were looking at was a Huna statement. We have Rav Zeira, a different statement. No, you can use those wicks and fuels that you're not allowed to use on Shabbos. You can use them on Chanukah.
That's what the Rif was quoting.
That's why I'm telling you, yes.
Oh.
Right? From here, the Rif is quoting this because this is the Halacha. We paskin like this. So because this is the halacha, so Rif is deducing from here and saying what? Kav sein zakukla. So since we now say lamaisa that you could use these psilamen psilos ushmanim on Chanukah, right? What do you see from that? That you're not worried about the fact that the candle might go out. Oh, so says the Rif. You see from here, Kavsa in Zakakla. That's the Rif.
But they're just quoting the Gemara over Zera, right?
Yeah.
So how does he deduce that from Zera?
No, because that's the we pasca like this part of
what
it.
Was exactly
he openly said you could use those wicks on Shabbos.
Oh,
no, he doesn't say in Zakakla. He says you could use those inferior wicks and fuels on Shabbos. So he said, oh, you see that that's the case. Must be Kavsa in Zakakla. Okay?
So this is Rav Zeira.
This is Rav Zeira.
These inferior candles on Shabbos.
No. Even though you can't use them on Shabbos, you can use them on Chanukah and any day of Chanukah, even Shabbos Chanukah. For Chanukah candles, not for Shabbos candles. Right? You see, Kav Sein Zakukla. So the Ramban says, look at the raya that the Rif is bringing to teach you the din of Kav Sein Zakukla. It's weak. Why? Because he says, "Lafi perusheinu ein raya mishabbos." The Ramban says, from the way we presented it, you can't bring a raya from Shabbos that we hold kavsa ein zakukla. Why? Because even the sheet that holds kavsa zakukla, come Shabbos, he's going to agree kavsa ein zakukla. At least that's the way the Ramban's learning. Even if you hold, according to the Ramban, even if you hold Kavsa Zakukla, come Shabbos, you hold Kavsa Ein Zakukla. So now, if that's the case, given that that's the case, now he's going to have a problem with the Ramban, with the Rif, who's bringing a Raya from Shabbos to prove Kavsa Zakukla. You can't necessarily prove that just because, Kavsa Ein Zakukla. You can't prove, says the Ramban, from Shabbos, whether we hold Kavsa Ein Zakukla or Kavsa Zakukla. Why not? Because even the Shita that holds Kavsa Zakukla, come Shabbos, says Kavsa Ein Zakukla, according to Ramban. And Ein Lecha Bo Ela Mitzvahs Hadlaka Bilat, or something close to that. Ela, says the Ramban, where can you bring a Raya from, whether I hold Kavsa Zakukla or Kavsa Ein Zakukla? Only from Chol. Ela Michol. Midelo Chashinan. And you look at what happens during Chol, and then you can learn out from there what I hold about Kavsa Ein Zakukla. See whether or not I'm overly concerned about the Pshia or not. Okay? Adkan. That's the machlok between the Rambam and the Rif. He tries to find for the Rif, but that's not our concern right now. That's the machlokus. Rif brings a raya from Shabbos. Ramban says, no, Shabbos is not a raya.
Where do you see the answer?
I said, Lufi Devei Rabbeinu. He tries to work out the Rif afterwards. We didn't read that yet. saying, but I'm not so interested in that right now, because he's trying to defend the riff with what he agrees is dachuk. He doesn't like the riff.
Right, because Riff's going to say that the reason that Kosovo duck was because of the Grim Shabbos.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. Let's just leave that answer.
Ramban doesn't want to hold like that.
No, he's saying
that's why he says the reason why we have this Kosovo duck one with all the Shabbos Odo.
That's right.
So he's going to both going against. I mean, he's going against the Riff and Tosfos to run the Ramban.
Not really going against. He's agreeing with. Disagreeing with Tosos, and we don't.
Oh, Tosos explains why he holds.
Tosos just saying another reason. Well, he has a different approach to explain why Rav Huna definitely held both of these principles.
So what's the Riff just saying? What's the Riff trying to tell me?
The Riff is also telling you how we know he held both of these principles. It has to be because of Mutos Tamish Laura. Because if not, then you would not know that you were not able to be used. You were not able to use these wicks and fuels on Shabbos. Because there is no Kalsas Akhla on Shabbos according to anybody. So once I establish there's no Kalsas Akhla on Shabbos, why can't I use them on Shabbos? No?
I don't see it work. Roughly, I don't see if the work outside the word is going
on. I'm not sure.
I don't see. You can't. There's like a line on the roof here. So it's probably not Kalsas Akhla.
You're in the riff portion of the Ram. On the Ram.
The riff's only like two lines here.
You don't see what the riff's holding?
I don't see the riff saying anything about
the riff is not comment. No. The riff is not commenting on our Gemara. This riff is on the Rav Zeira Gemara.
Right.
But the riff is learning from Shabbos. Kofsa Ein Zakuklo.
Right.
The Ramban's saying you can't do that. This machlokas between the Riff and the Ramban is not about how to learn Pshat in our Gemara. It's about how to learn Kofsa Zakuk Law Lagabe Shabbos.
Okay, nothing to do with the Mutar Shamash Lora.
No, that's correct.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, that's correct. Okay. Not about Mutar Shamash Lora. Okay. So what the Ramban apparently holds is that you can't speak about Kofsa Zakuk Law on Shabbos, and the Riff, no, there could be Kofsa Zakuk Law on Shabbos. But by virtue of the fact that we say you don't have to worry and you could use the inferior wicks, we see that we hold Lamaisa Kafsa Ein Zakuk Law on Shabbos. Kafsa Ein Zakuk Law, period. But technically, Kafsa Zakuk Law could apply on Shabbos.
So how can the Riff do this thing? He says technically it could apply, but in reality...
No, but practically you wouldn't be able to follow through, but there could be this principle of Kafsa Zakuk Law even on Shabbos.
So the principle exists and it doesn't apply.
It's not that it doesn't apply, it's just that practically now you're doing something wrong because according to the Riff, it would have to be a situation where you have to do it, but you can't.
So what is that? How is that? So there's no practical difference between what the Riff says and the Ramban says.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Because the Ramban says...
The Ramban and Riff are arguing over whether or not there can be a din of Kafsa Zakuk Law and Shams.
Yeah.
That's what they're arguing about.
But now...
Well, there is a din of Kafsa Zakuk Law on Shabbos, I should say. Whether it's applicable
sure,
to Shabbos.
But the
Ramban is saying no. No such thing as Kafsa Zakuk Law on Shabbos.
Yes, and the Ramban says there is such a
thing. I'll show you how I know that we hold Kafsa Zakuk Law, because on Shabbos you could use these other candles. But the implication is that there could be Kafsa Zakuk Law on Shabbos.
So the principle applies, but...
Don't be so surprised by that. I mean, there are cases in halacha where you have that. You mechuyev until you just can't do it. It's just impossible. Now, don't put yourself in that situation where you're going to be mechuyev until something that you can't follow through with.
So that's what the Riff is saying. Ramban is saying that you
No, but I'm saying don't make this machlokas about that, because that's not what the machlokas is about.
Okay.
The machlokas is about whether or not Kafsa Zakuk Law could apply to Shabbos, or does apply to Shabbos.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
Forget about the practical fallout. That's not relevant.
Okay.
That's not the reason. That's not the linchpin over here. It's not that the Ramban is saying, well, that's why. No, the Ramban is simply saying that no matter what you hold, Kafsa Zakuk Law, Kafsa Ein Zakuk Law, Kam Shabbos, L'divrei HaKol, no. And what is his lashon? Ve'ein lo ba'ayel mitzvos hadlaka bilvad. Even according to the sheet that it holds, Kafsa Zakuk Law, Kam Shabbos, something new over here. What's new? Ein la ba ela mitzvos halakha bavad. I'd like to try to explain that. What is the Ramban saying? Forget about the Riff now. Just the Ramban.
There is no mitzvah but itself, meaning the lighting.
There's only mitzvah of lighting today. Everyone agrees the only mitzvah of lighting today Even if I normally hold kafsa zakukla. What does that mean? What does that mean, according to the Ramban, about kafsa zakukla?
Could mean that you want the candle to continue burning, you want the light to continue. And therefore...
Speak it out, I don't know what you're saying. In other words, what I'm asking is like this. When the Ramban says that today on Shabbos, if you hold kafsa zakukla, on Shabbos you say, kafsa ain zakukla, and all you have is the mitzvah of Hadlaka Bavad. So what would he say on Chol? On Chol, if you're a guy that holds Kafsa Zakukla, what do you have?
You only have the light.
On Chol.
Oh, the obligation. You have the light, have the light and the obligation to keep it lit.
Right.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to use that bed.
One second. Forget about what that means. In terms of what you could use, what you can't use, what we're saying is that on Shabbos, for some reason, Kafsa Zakukla doesn't apply. Because you can't relight it. And therefore you only have this other thing. What's the other thing? To light it. But what does that mean? That means that kafsa zakukla is not that.
It's not just the light.
It's not this. It's not just the mitzvah hadlaka. Ein lo bel elo mitzvah hadlaka bilvad alone. All you have is that.
Yeah.
What's the implication? The implication is that if you would have something else, kafsa zakukla, it wouldn't be this.
It's two parts.
Apparently.
Yeah.
So can you speak that out a little bit?
Okay, so yeah, Kosovo Zakat
Law. I'm saying, Zach, you want to say something? I can't hear. Is that our volume? I can't hear you.
Yeah, the volume's probably on.
Let me phrase the question differently. Let me phrase the question differently. Again, if, according to the Ramban, if I hold Kosovo Zakat Law, am I saying I have to be Zakat to relight it because I'm lacking in my Iker Mitzvah? Or for a different reason. Right? When the way the Ramban understands Kafsa Zakukla is that to correct the fact that I'm not being Yotzei my mitzvah? Stated differently yet again, according to the Ramban's understanding of Kafsa Zakukla, let's say I don't relight it. Where am I lacking? Am I lacking in my Iker Mitzvah? Or am I lacking in some independent obligation to relight it?
You're lacking in the Iker Mitzvah.
You lack in Iker Mitzvah?
Yeah. Well, Kosel Zakukla has two parts or one part.
No, Kosel Zakukla doesn't have two parts.
Oh,
Mitzvah Ner Chanukah apparently has two parts.
Oh, okay.
Right, because he says today all you have is the Iker is the Mitzvah LaHadlaka. The Mitzvah. Ein Loch Ba Ela Mitzvah Hadlaka Bovat. Today you only have the Mitzvah HaLaka. And not what? And not what? And not Kosel Zakukla.
Okay.
But doesn't that mean that Kosel Zakukla is something other than the Mitzvah HaLaka Bovat?
Couldn't it be Hadlaka Bovad plus something else? Or you just want to say
today?
That Kosel Zakukla is the something else?
That is the something else. There is no Zakukla today.
So Kosel Zakukla is only to keep lit, but not to light.
That's right. So what I'm asking is, according to the Ramban, if I lit it today on a weekday, and it went out, and I hold Kosel Zakukla, we don't hold that way in Lamaisa, but according to the Ramban's understanding of that Shita, if I did hold that way, and I didn't relight it, what would you say? According to Ramban's understanding of Kafsa Zakukla. Am I lacking my Iker Mitzvah?
No.
There's something else here. There's some other concern that motivates this idea of Kafsa Zakukla. What is it? I don't know. We could try to explain it in a minute. But right now, what the Ramban is clearly telling us is that Kafsa Zakukla stands outside of the Iker Mitzvah Adlaka. Right?
And again, the Iker Mitzvah is just to light it the first time.
That's it. It happens to be a separate sugi in the Gemara, what the mitzvah is, right? Is it hadlaka osa mitzvah or nacha osa mitzvah? We happen to conclude that the mitzvah is hadlaka osa mitzvah. As long as you lit a candle which has the potential to burn for the requisite shiur, you're yotze the mitzvah. Even if it goes out before that time. As long as you put it in an environment that it could burn for the requisite time. Right? So now, on top of that, we're saying possibly kafsa zakukla. Now it's true. It's true that kafsa zakukla might go hand in hand with another sugi, but I don't think you have to say that. Let's assume that kafsa zakukla takes for granted hadlaka osa mitzvah somehow.
So then it's just keep lit.
Something else. Some other concern that even after you yotze the ikar mitzvah of hadlaka, it's proper to relight it. It's proper to relight it. For a different reason, a different halachic reason. I'm not saying just because it's nice. I mean, today that's what we say. We say it's proper to relight even if it goes out because it's, why not? Why shouldn't you have heder mitzvah? Why shouldn't you have pirsa manes? Why shouldn't you have that? It's the right thing to do. I'm not saying you're mechuyev to do it, but it's the right thing to do. Right? Let's say a fluke. I light my candles. It's not windy. Nothing wrong with everything. The wicks are good. The fuel's good. The candles are good. I set it up. I light it. And then 2 minutes later, I see one of them goes out. Do I have to relight it? I don't have to relight it. Is it nice to relight? Yeah. Postman say it's proper to relight it. But kavsa zokah klal sounds like, no, you have some obligation to light it. Some obligation to light it. Now, the Ramban is saying that obligation is not part of the ikur mitzvah. Because on Shabbos, all you have is ikur mitzvah bovad. Mitzvah halakha bovad.
Oh, he uses the word ikur
mitzvah. No, that's why I retracted that very quickly. Oh. He doesn't say, he says, you only have mitzvah halakha bovad. You only have the mitzvah of lighting.
Okay.
But the implication is that this other thing is not part of the mitzvah of lighting. What could it be? Any ideas what it could be? I mean, you've thrown around some ideas. What would you call it?
What?
Some kind of pirsim hanes, right? Some kind of pirsim, separate obligation of ensuring pirsim hanes for that requisite period of time. Right?
But on Shabbos you don't have
that. On Shabbos you won't have that. Exactly. On Shabbos you just don't have that separate obligation. So therefore, according to everybody, I could, if not for Mutil Shtamash La'ora, I'd be able to use these inferior wicks. Again, I mean, inferior wicks, assuming that, normally speaking, they'll be able to burn properly, otherwise it's not a proper halakha. Right? That's what the Ramban says at the outset, that normally they do stay lit. Occasionally they go out. We're not worried about that. Lo lech baslan. We're not worried about that.
So an example of the mechiyah for kusa.
Say again?
An example of a possible mechiyah for kusa zakat law.
Mechayev? A possible mechayev, yeah.
Is pirsim hanes.
Yeah, I mean, anywhere in Chanukah, you're always talking about pirsim hanes. Pirsim hanes is always a safe term to throw around.
But this works because it doesn't apply to Shabbos. You don't pierce the manes on Shabbos.
No, there is the Iker mitzvah, which is based on pierce the manes. The whole reason for
Shabbos?
Not Shabbos candles.
Yeah.
No, what we're trying to say is like this, that when it comes to Ner Chanukah, there's the basic chiyuv of Ner Chanukah, which is predicated on pierce the manes. It's predicated on pierce the manes. The reason why you have the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is because of pierce the manes.
Sure.
You mefar some manes through the lighting of the candle. So now you light the candle, that's the Iker mitzvah, adlaka. But Chazal came along and said, you know what? Even where you were yotzi the ikker mitzvah of halakha, we were very concerned about pirsim hanes. Pirsim hanes is a big deal. So you know what? If it goes out, light it again. Why should you light it again? Because of a chi of a pirsim hanes. That same motivation, that same force, driving force of pirsim hanes, not only was the inspiration for the ikker mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, but it was also the inspiration for this tangential obligation to make sure you have a candle that's lit for the requisite time. So if it goes out in the middle of the time that it should have been lit, because of pirsim hanes, relight it. That's kasa zakupa, according to Ramban. Now, what do you say about the riff?
Where is it? I'm saying it's like we're assuming. It's not written anywhere in here.
That's correct.
So it's all assumptions.
I don't know. Well, it depends what you mean by assumptions. We're going through the Ramban. We're going through the Lashon of the Ramban. We're identifying that there's something that needs to be explained in the Ramban. And we're trying to explain it. Now, you know, it could be that someone else will have a different explanation in the Ramban. It might make equal sense. It might make better sense. But it's not an assumption because it's an assumption that this is the other thing. It's not an assumption to say that the Ramban has something else. Because the Ramban's almost telling us that. He's saying, today you only have this. Oh, we only have this today? That means tomorrow, Sunday, I'm going to have two things. Or yesterday I had two things. What's the other thing? I don't know. So that we could try to explain. Now you're right. We don't know definitively that's what the Ramban meant, but trying to say something that makes sense to explain it. Doesn't mean it can't be another interpretation of what the Ramban's other thing was. I'm open to suggestions.
Induction.
Huh?
Induction.
Yeah, what do you mean?
No, I'm just saying, that's what we're doing.
Yeah, no, but I'm trying to explain how the process works. You're right. I mean, sometimes if you're not used to this type of learning, people say, oh, it doesn't say that anywhere. It doesn't say that. You're right, it doesn't say that, but this is the same type of thing that Achronim do, and they say, this is the Pshat, this is what the Ramban means. Well, what do you mean? Who told you this is what the Ramban means? It's not like Misora, necessarily, this is what the Ramban means. The Ramban left something open, for whatever reason, didn't spell that point out clearly, so left it for us to try to explain, try to understand. Maybe he thought it was clear, maybe he thought it was obvious that anyone reads that line, that's what they're going to understand right away, that there's this other element of Hadlaka. But yeah, when you say something and explaining a statement of a Rishon, it has to make sense. It has to be logical. It can't just be, well, you know, I think it's something to do with Purim. Obviously, that would be ridiculous. Okay, what about the Rif? I mean, if this is what we're saying for the Ramban, what do you say about the Rif?
Well, because of Zakalah, it would only be a concern during Shabbos. It only applies to Shabbos.
Or I don't know about only, but applies to Shabbos. Applies to Shabbos. What would you say for? What would you say?
It sounds like it could just be referring to the actual initial lighting.
That he understands. He understands the Rif as being, as learning. Well, I'm sorry. That the Rif understands the Kosel Zoka clause not being independent, right? Not being separate, but rather what?
That it applies to the initial lighting?
Yeah. That's right.
Because on Shabbos, only the initial lighting matters. So if the Rif has Kosov Zakuk while applying on Shabbos, then it must be to the initial lighting.
I'm sorry? Say again?
Because on Shabbos, everyone knows that you can't relight something. So if Kosov Zakuk while still applies, then it must be only to the initial lighting.
Say it again? I'm sorry. By virtue, the Rif is bringing a raya from Shabbos. Why is Shabbos a raya that I don't, according to the Rif, that I don't hold Kavsa Zaka Kla? I mean, I hold Kavsa Ein Zaka Kla? Because Kavsa Zaka Kla is a din in what? It's a din in the Hadlaka. So if I tell you that on Shabbos you could use those candles, those inferior candles, that must mean that I hold Kavsa Ein Zaka Kla. Right? Because if I held Kavsa Zaka Kla, I couldn't use those. Why couldn't I use those? I'll still get the Ikar Mitzvah? No. If you can't use them, it's because you're not being mekayem the Mitzvah. So by virtue of the fact that I could use them on Shabbos, that teaches me that we don't hold Kavsa Zaka Kla. Is that what you're saying?
Your sounds good. But steps.
But that's, was that what you were trying to say?
Well, now I...
No, I'm being serious. I'm not...
I guess, maybe.
I thought that's what you were saying.
Say that. Yeah.
I thought that's what you were saying. You follow? Notice the Rif looks at the Gemara, Rav Zeira's Gemara, not Rav Hun's Gemara, Rav Zeira's Gemara. Rav Zeira says, you could use all those inferior wicks and fuels on Chanukah. On Shabbos also. Shabbos Chanukah. Oh, you can? So what must that mean? That must mean Kavsa Ein Zaka Kla. Well, the Ramban would say, well, who says it says anything about Kavsa Ein Zaka Kla? What about the fact that there's an Ikar Mitzvah Hadlaka? Maybe it just teaches you that you could have the Ikar Mitzvah Hadlaka. The Ramban says, no, there is no such thing. There is no such thing as Ikar Mitzvah Adlaka. Kavsa Zaka Kla and Ikar Mitzvah Adlaka, it's one. There's the, right? It's part of the very mitzvah. The reason why I say Kavsa Zaka Kla is because you're not Yotze Yemitzvah. And if I don't tell you that over here, I tell you could use those bad wicks and fuels, and you see, we don't hold Kavsa Zaka Kla, we hold Kavsa Ein Zaka Kla. And that's why I allow you to use those candles on Shabbos. If you look in the annotated edition of the Ramban, he basically has this approach in the footnote over here. It's a long footnote. Maybe we'll leave it for tomorrow. If you haven't looked at it, he sort of suggests a very similar approach that we're taking now. Whether or not Kavsa Zaka Kla speaks to the Ikar Mitzvah of the Hadlaka, or just speaks to some tangential concern that Chazal had. Of Pierce Manes. Okay? Alright, so we'll stop here. We'll continue tomorrow.
Alright, see you later.
Zach, have a good day.